Owen continued. The first question I will address is, how do we in the West think about what humans are like, if anything, deep down inside, beneath the clothes of culture and history? I say, if anything, because some think that humans cannot be described independently of culture. But those of us who are influenced by Darwin's theory of evolution believe that there must be some universal human traits that come with the equipment. The second question is one that was raised from my readings in Tibetan Buddhism and in His Holiness's work. Is there some goal all humans seek? This is a very basic question in Western ethics, and as we'll see, there is much overlap here with Buddhism. I also want to talk about the relationship between virtue and happiness, because I think this has concerned everyone. The third question is, what makes a good person? This will go more deeply into the question of how a soul should be structured. How should the emotions be modified, moderated, or suppressed? Using meditation or drugs? And before attending directly to this topic, I need to take time to speak about destructive and constructive emotions. I will give my own list of the states of mind that we in the West think are destructive and constructive. When I ask what humans are like deep down inside, I am asking what comes with our kind of body or our kind of animal. I do think of us as animals. In the Western philosophical tradition, there have been three main answers, views that one sees again and again in the West. Owen projected an overhead that read, 1. Rational egoists. 2. Selfish and compassionate. 3. Compassionate and selfish. One is that we are rational egoists. Each person watches out only for his or her own good, but sees rationally that only by being nice to others is it possible to get what he or she wants.